This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
The Gilbert Gottfried's Amazing Colossal Podcast Producer of the Month is Steve Corey. Thank you, Steve. Be just like Steve and get rewarded for supporting our podcast. Head over to patreon.com/Gilbert. Gottfried.
Go to patreon.com/Gilbert Gottfried. That's Patreon, patreon.com/Gilbert Gottfried. As always, thank you for your generosity.
Okay, this is Gilbert Gottfried, and this is Gilbert and Frank's Amazing Colossal Obsessions.
You're a pro.
Yes, and I'm here with my co-host, Frank Santopadre. And this is very brief, I think. We were talking about Bob Hope in the last two.
this is becoming an obsession on top of an obsession.
Yes, I'm obsessed with Bob Hope at his worst. Ooh. And In that Groucho book, Steve Stolier says that they once hired Groucho, and Groucho was at his least hireable.
Uh-huh.
When Groucho should not have been on camera, that this was the year that Jaws came out.
75.
Yeah,
right.
And everyone was obsessed with Jaws. It was the biggest hit of all time at that point. And that so Bob Hope.
Oh, God.
and his wonderful TV writers came up with a special called, that was a takeoff on Jaws called Joys.
Wait a minute. Did you talk about this on a previous show?
I don't know.
Wow, this is like I'm having deja vu. Go on.
And they came up with, I want to get a copy of this.
I want to get a copy of it.
It sounds frightening.
Yeah.
And this Steve, who was, Groucho's secretary at the time, went there when they filmed Groucho for it. And he said to the producer or director, oh, well, that wasn't so bad. And the guy looked at him angrily, and he said, what, have you never seen? He goes, if you've never seen Groucho Marx before in your entire life, that looks good.
Well, he was 2 years from death.
Yes.
Died in 77.
Yeah. So it
Joys?
Joys.
Who else was in this?
Oh, I don't know. It was a bunch of
landmark
comedians.
Landmark production.
Yeah, we got to look that one up.
J-O-Y-S, just the word Joys?
I think so.
Okay, we got to call Stoliar and see if he's got, a copy of this.
It sounds truly, truly horrible.
Our researcher, Paul Rayburn, is writing it down, is typing it feverishly as we speak.
Yeah, maybe you could find out.
Maybe he'll Google it. Did it air? Was it shelved or did it actually air?
I think it aired. He was just there for one small part
of it.
Well,
I told you Gene Parrott, who I've mentioned before when we were making fun of Bob two episodes ago. Gene is alive and well and living in L.A. and wrote, if you go to his IMDb page, I mean, he did so much stuff for Hope. Maybe he's got a copy of this.
Oh, that would
I will
good.
Have to look up Gene Parrott, P-E-R-R-E-T. Joys, just a joy. Look up Bob Hope Joys.
Oh, that reminds me of a roast joke. Also, I don't remember who said it.
Okay.
Amy Schumer was on the dais, and somebody said, in this day and age when girls are, taking dangerous pills and starving themselves just to be thin, and then he turns to Amy Schumer and goes, Just making a suggestion. Wait, we found it.
Gilbert's putting his glasses on.
I gotta get my glasses.
Hang on.
Okay.
Paul Rayburn has found something on, what is it, IMDb?
In a spoof of Jaws, 1975, nearly 50 comedians are mysteriously attacked and swallowed up by a great white shark.
Wow.
Bob Hope, Don Adams, Jack Albertson.
Wow.
Marty Allen.
Former podcast guest.
Oh, yeah. Is there any way to see who else?
Let's see.
This, oh, God.
Yeah.
What else you got, Paul?
Oh.
Who else is on that list?
Steve Allen.
Wow.
Desi Arnaz.
You're just in the A's.
favorite from my act, Billy Barty.
Oh, God. We've got to get our hands on this.
Rona Barrett, Milton Berle, Foster Brooks, Les Brown.
Les Brown is Band of Renown.
Yes, George Burns, Red Buttons.
Wow.
Pat Buchanan.
Pat Buchanan?
He was funny.
Nixon speechwriter?
Wait. It wasn't Pat.
Pat Buttram.
Pat Buttram.
Mr. Douglas. Pat Buttram from Green Acres. Pat Buchanan.
Oh, Lord. And... oh, John Biner.
Oh, right. Still alive. We got to get him.
Sammy Kahn, Glenn Campbell, Jack Carter, Charo.
Wow.
Jerry Colonna, Mike Connors. He was always funny.
Yeah.
Scatman Crothers, hilarious. Bill Dana.
Still with us.
Angie Dickinson, Phyllis Diller. Jamie Farr, George Gobel.
Oh, you don't have to read the whole list. Oh, I think we got the idea.
Oh, well, the very funny David Jansen was in it.
David Jansen.
And
wow.
They have Artie Johnson there and his old man, his dirty old man.
We got to find who's ever alive from this Joyce and talk to them. And we'll put out an APB now to anybody listening who has any connection to Bob Hope or any of these people to find
Pappy on Susu.
Pappy on Susu was in it. Abe Vigoda.
Oh, my God.
Paul just found Abe Vigoda.
We fucked up majorly not having Abe on.
Wow. Oh, wow. Joys.
It sounds scary.
I'm going to make this my mission in life. Not only tracking that down, but tracking down, and you can't find them on YouTube. I don't know why they're not there. We have the Jack Frost one, thankfully. But some of those latter day Hope specials that are so bad, so awful, and so painful to watch.
Well, just like...
And I want to get my hands on them.
What was Lucille Ball's last series called?
Oh, Life with Lucy.
Life with Lucy.
Yeah.
I'd like to get a box set of those.
Well, then there was I Buried Lucy. Which was the last. That was the actual last one.
Yes, because those were dreadful.
Well, on the stone pillow, where she was the homeless woman. We talked about that with Billy West.
That, your comedians always have to do that dramatic thing. Well, just like... Jackie Gleason in Gigo.
Yeah, that was dreadful stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I think Gene Kelly directed that.
Oh, yeah.
If I'm not mistaken.
That was Jackie Gleason trying to be Charlie Chaplin.
Or Jacques Tati.
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Chaplin, really.
If you think you don't have the money to start your own business, then I have fantastic news. Now, you can own your own business that has proven to be a phenomenal success all around the country with very little upfront investment. We're talking Selfie Station. I love this company. Selfie Station is a portable touchscreen photo booth that people and businesses book for weddings, corporate functions, trade shows, proms, and promotional events and more. Once you own one, they are the hit at every holiday party, bar mitzvah, or birthday, and you can make your money back and more in no time. It's more than just a photo booth. it's the entertainment as well. Selfie Station, interactive experience that captures lifelong memories that could be emailed, text, personalized, and even uploaded to social media. You won't believe how much people will pay you to make your business the life of their party. It's the easiest income you'll ever earn, and it pays for itself in no time at all. You can start your own business right now. Let Selfie Station be the picture taker, icebreaker, and your money maker. Now, as a special introductory offer, get $500 off the professional package. That's right, $500 off. Go to selfiestationpodcast.com and support our show by entering promo code Gilbert. That's selfiestationpodcast.com, promo code Gilbert.
I'm going to do a 180 here and go in a totally different direction. Today is Billy Mumy's birthday.
Okay.
The day that we're...
Who's a Jew? I was happy to announce.
Former podcast guest, Billy Mumy.
Yes, terrific guest.
Yeah, great guest. And so I got to thinking about, because we're always scrambling to come up with these colossal obsessions. I got to thinking about Billy's old boss, the legendary Irwin Allen.
Yes.
Who was a New Yorker. Born in New York, which I didn't know, went to Hollywood in the 30s, and he knocked around, he edited magazines, he wrote a gossip column. Did you know he produced Double Dynamite? Speaking of Groucho.
Ooh.
Do you remember that thing with Groucho and Sinatra and Jane Russell?
Yes.
Yeah. And he and we were talking before we turned the mics on about how Irwin Allen also, I think he directed it too, he certainly produced it, The Awful Story of Mankind.
Yes, that was just a disastrous movie.
Yeah, right.
Old star cast.
Yeah.
A big, big budget.
Ronald Coleman, Vincent Price, and Hedy Lamarr.
And it's the Marx Brothers, but not together.
Correct. Brilliant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chico is in one scene later on. Yeah. There's a Groucho scene. Yeah. Later,
and I think Harpo's like, Isaac Newton.
Yeah.
They're all historical figures.
And it's like, they're the Marx Brothers. Put them together.
Right, right.
You know?
Well, they're not together in Love Happy either.
No, that was because that was supposed to be just a Harpo film.
Right, right. And then the thing that he became known for was television.
Yeah.
In the 60s was Voyage to the Bottom of the Sea. And this I found interesting. You were talking with, I think it was Bobby Slayton, about horror films. Was it specifically The Lost World? Horror film that pissed you off by using real lizards?
Oh, yes. There were a bunch of those.
One of them was The Lost World in 1960,
yes.
which Irwin Allen made.
Yeah, they would get like lizards and turtles and glue horns on
them. That's correct, and that's what he did.
And then force them to fight each other, and those were horrible.
Yeah, yeah. Animal cruelty. But then Voyage to the Bottom of the Sea.
And then I saw in one special, they had a clip of like the making of one of those fight scenes, and they were actually burning the lizards.
Oh God!
With like hot poles.
That's horrible.
To get them to move.
You couldn't do that today at all.
Oh God!
No, you couldn't do that. But he became known as this kind of TV science fiction and fantasy TV producer. Lost in Voyage to the Bottom of the Sea in 64, Lost in Space in 65, The Time Tunnel, which we've talked about, and you hung out with James Darren at the con in New Jersey. We got to get James Darren on the show.
Yes.
And Land of the Giants in 68. And the shows where they would use different costumes and reuse props.
Reuse
sets because he wouldn't spend any money. The master of disaster, Irwin Allen.
And he did all those films. And, you know, anyone who's seen Airplane...
Sure.
You understand the Irwin Allen movies.
The mentality of even though that was based on a film called Zero Hour.
Yeah,
wasn't
but it also touched upon so much of the Irwin Allen disasters.
Well, his highlight of his career was the Poseidon Adventure in 72 and the Towering Inferno in 74, and those were his big successes.
And then he did one It was Paul Newman and Jacqueline Bisset.
Yeah, I know the one you mean.
Yeah.
It's called When Time Ran Out.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I think, there was that. And I on Red Buttons and...
I think Burgess Meredith is in that.
Oh, yeah. Red Buttons, and also the other guy, favorite, Ernest Borgnine
was in that. Right.
Oh, I also remember in Towering Inferno, those Irwin Allen movies always would hire athletes, too.
Right.
Whoever was
right. OJ's in the Towering Inferno.
OJ, but there's another big football player.
I can't remember.
In there, and he's a big guy. And at one point, very realistically, there are people stuck in an elevator, and he grabs the cable and is yanking up the elevator by himself.
Interesting. I think Don Gordon, who you're obsessed with, shows up in the Towering Inferno.
Because
he was friends with McQueen.
Oh,
and
yeah.
He showed up in a lot of the stuff that McQueen was in. And then then he's repeating himself, and there's the Swarm with Henry Fonda and Olivia de Havilland, which we've talked about.
Well, that was
Gloria Swanson, one of them.
See, this too, before Fantasy Island and Murder, She Wrote, Irwin Allen would dig up these people you swore were dead.
Yep. The all-star cast of actors. Yeah. Well, yeah.
Fred Astaire is in one of them.
I think. Oh, Fred Astaire's in the Towering Inferno.
Yes, yes.
And Fred McMurray, I think, turns up in the Swarm.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And then there was Beyond the Poseidon Adventure.
Yes.
With Michael Caine and Sally Field.
And wasn't Gene Hackman?
No, he wasn't. He was dead. His character was dead from the first Poseidon Adventure.
Oh,
Reverend Scott.
Oh, okay.
This was Michael Caine cashing a check.
Wait. Gene Hackman was in the original Poseidon?
Yeah, he's the star. He's Reverend Scott, and he sacrifices himself at the end to turn off the steam valve, and he falls to his death in the flames.
And the other big scene is watching Shelley Winters go swimming.
Yeah, of course, and climbing the Christmas tree, and Mario Cantone has been dining out on that on that for 40 years.
I'm not positive if Ernest Borgnine smacks Red Buttons.
I don't know, but we got to get Stella Stevens. And anyway.
Oh, well, that.
Yeah.
That. I remember back then seeing that movie and Stella Stevens.
In her panties, that was a big deal.
Yeah, the white panties.
That was a big deal.
She was climbing up and down ropes and
That's some fun trivia on Irwin Allen. Apparently, he used to fire a gun on the set to get natural reactions out of actors.
Oh, jeez.
And this is another interesting thing I found. Part of his legacy is something called the Irwin Allen rock and roll. And that's a camera technique. It's when the camera is rocked as the actors rush from side to side in the frame to make it look like they're being tossed. They're being tossed around.
See, this is what I love about movies before computerization. You actually had to have an imagination.
Yes.
And create stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, and they did it on the cheap.
Yeah.
They did. Irwin Allen was not only the master of disaster, he was a master of doing things for $1.49. And last but not least, I'd like to point out that Cesar Romero shows up in The Story of Mankind.
Oh, my God.
So, Irwin Allen.
And I think one of Groucho's ex-wives.
Oh, my God.
Is there as, like, Pocahontas.
Oh, my God. We got to look that up. Maybe we'll do a show about The Story of Mankind. The Master of Disaster, Irwin Allen, kind of a negative obsession, but an obsession nonetheless.
And I think we started off with Bob Hope's classic special, Joys.
Wow. These things are getting more and more obscure and ridiculous.
So this has been Gilbert and Frank's amazing, colossal obsession.
Thank you, Billy Mumy.
Sessions.